If drama is a big part of your TV watching, most of what you watch probably comes from the US or Britain or Australia. Of course, there's always Scandi Noir. You probably don't think too much about Canada. While a lot of American television is filmed in Canada, both for reasons of cost and location, original Canadian TV shows aren't that common here. Yet some have broken through, if you think about Orphan Black, Murdoch Mysteries and Degrassi. Ah, Degrassi. Now another one is on its way to Australia. It's a murder mystery called Cardinal.
It's her.
You're sure?
Blue hoodie. She was wearing it when she disappeared.
Okay. If you want to say I told you so, now's your chance.
I don't have anything to say.
She could have run away. She could have been with some cousin into Miskimming. We didn't know.
That's why you keep looking.
We tried. We failed. We moved on.
She put that on the crest.
Good dialogue. Dan Barrett is online editor at SBS and our regular TV guy. Dan, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
So on the surface, appears to be another sort of crime police drama. Should we expect anything new from this?
Look, this is very much a typical Scandi Noir style drama, but it's Canadian, which gives it a bit of a different flavour running through it. So while I think you can look at this and see the various sort of beats and it kind of feels very familiar, we're seeing it from a different cultural perspective, which is what I think kind of makes us feel a little bit fresher and a bit more interesting.
How noticeable is that, though? How different is it?
Well, the thing is, you've got an American actor who's in the lead, this guy named Billy Campbell, but everyone else in it's Canadian, and there's very much a Canadian sensibility that runs through the way that all the characters interact. So there's an earnestness, there's a very strong politeness that runs through it. And the thing I noticed when I was watching it is, if you compare it to something like, say, Law and Order, there's that thing where they go and interview people and it's a guy of whom's packing pallets onto a like truck or something.
Yeah.
And they're always too busy to talk. They're always sort of...
They always walk off after...
That brisk, they don't really want to deal with the cops. Here, they're Canadian, they're very polite. They'll spend their time, they'll talk. Even if they don't want to be there, they're just overly polite about the whole situation. And it's great. It's this great sort of contrast, the darkness sort of within a Canadian environment.
That's very funny. Do you feel a genre coming on? You know, I mean, mentioned there Scandi Noir, which is, you know, the stories, all those, The Bridge and all sorts of series that people love. We've also, in a sense, got Australian Noir efforts lately. We've got the Kettering Incident, we've got Glitch, we've got Secret City. Is this Canadian Noir noticeably different, and is it going to build, do you think?
Look, I don't think it's wildly different. Like, it feels very much in step with what we've seen from the Scandi Noir shows and Australian Noir. But in the same way that you watch a noir show in Australia like Secret City, and the tone is quite different because it's really influenced by what's happening locally, you do notice these regional differences. What I did like about this is that you're watching this, and the idea of noir from like Scandinavian countries is it's filled with snow and darkness and grimness. Canada has that in spades. It's like you're looking at it and have these perfectly beautiful, picturesque, snow-covered environments. So you're watching that and it feels really dark. It brings in that, but then that weird personal politeness comes through as well. It's this really nice mix, and I'm hoping we see more from there.
You recommend this?
Oh, look, I think it's quite good.
Cardinal. The other show you brought to us this morning is a relatively new concept, I suppose, called an after show. We have a couple of these on ABC, a Q&A after show, a Doctor Who after show. The origins go back, if you think, HD and Roy, I suppose, in the Olympics. this one is a Game of Thrones after show.
Yeah, there's this thing that media commentators are referring to now as the Game of Thrones media industrial complex. So as soon as, because Game of Thrones, as much as we talk about it, not that many people really watch it. Like 10 million people-ish watch it in the US. That's an NCIS audience. It's not really like a huge viewing thing. But media people know that if you publish things about Game of Thrones online, people come to it in droves. So I got these after shows, which are really picking up a fair bit of interest. There's blog articles as soon as Game of Thrones is finished, people come straight to it. So it makes sense that people will embrace the after show for Game of Thrones.
And where do they get the after show?
Well, this is it. So there's a UK one called Thronecast, which is kind of interesting. It's broadcast on TV. But the one I want to talk about is this thing called Talk of the Thrones, which is because it's available to us in Australia as well as globally because they're doing it via Twitter. So as soon as the show finishes in the US, like within a few minutes, they start this video feed running through Twitter. You go to the Talk the Thrones Twitter account, you press a button, it takes some video on your Twitter app that you're watching it on, a video box comes up, you watch something, it's ostensibly a TV show, it's a set, it's professionally made, and it's people talking about Game of Thrones in the most academic way to make dum-dums like me be able to understand what it is that I've been watching for the last hour.
I love that idea. That's fantastic.
It is fantastic, and it's free and accessible to all.
Dan, just finally, your picks for the week then, beyond that, beyond Talk the Thrones?
Look, you'll probably notice it's 20th anniversary of Diana's death. There'll be a lot of documentaries over the next month. This is the first one I've noticed on the schedule. So maybe start this one and allow yourself to get burnt out on Diana docos. It's called 100 Days of Diana, and it's Sunday afternoon on Channel 7 at 3 p.m. The Heltman Awards is being broadcast. It's not live, but it will be Sunday night on the ABC at 9:30. And Channel 9's kicking off their long gestating reality format show, hosted by Karl Stefanovic, called This Time Next Year, where they've got people that are following over a year. They make a vow they're going to change something in their life, and we see whether they actually did it.
Okay. What a range of choices. Dan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dan Barrett, online editor at SBS and our regular TV guy.